You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Brought to you by Audible.
The Most Interesting Thing in Tech? The Washington Post has a story about where disinformation is coming from in the last few days of this crazy election. And is it coming on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube? Well, of course there is some of that. But actually, a lot is just coming on text and through email. Why is that? Well, it's in part because the bad actors know that we're very susceptible to texts and to emails. Usually they come from people we're close to. Sometimes they come from our family members and friends. So if somebody gets your phone number, or somebody gets batches of millions of phone numbers and can send out batches of billions of texts, it's really efficient. So there are false texts alleging Joe Biden has offensive views about transgender rights. There are emails coming, apparently, organized by the government of Iran, telling voters that if they don't vote for Trump, someone's going to get them. There's a lot of bad stuff circulating, and it reveals one of the interesting paradoxes of tech regulation. As you crack down more, and as Facebook, Twitter, and Google get better at removing misinformation from their platforms, well, it spreads that misinformation out in directions where there's less regulation. It's very hard for the text message providers to filter information that is false. There is nothing in iMessage or Signal, whatever text provider you use, that is going to stop a false message as there is in Facebook or Twitter. So in some ways, by solving one problem, we've just created another. Anyway, the solution, be careful, be smart, be safe. Don't trust a crazy text you get from someone you don't know. And also, go vote. All right, see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily. Can't get enough of listening to daily podcasts or audiobooks? Then it's time to check out Audible, where you can find what you want all in one place. Our selection offers a broad range of titles and genres on topics you love most. Do you crave news and sports analysis? Tech news? A good, inspiring story? We've got it all. You can even browse through our Audible originals and listen to exclusive content like Game Breaker with Keith Olbermann. The new Audible is your playlist for life. Download the Audible app to get started.